Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a boatload going on up there. And also, sign up for the email blast. We do one a week. Not like I, like, inundate you on it. Do about one a week. And, you know, you can decide to take them, not take them, or whatever. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up there. If you want text alerts, most of you seem not to want the email, the normal email type of thing, then not a problem either. Just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and you'll get a notice. I don't even do it every night. Do it every couple of nights. Let you know the show's coming on. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with you. In a minute, we're going to go to the phones, but, you know, I am so confused. I'll talk about this after the break, maybe. But I am so confused about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now, I touched on that in the last hour. I know some of you are going, what is he talking about? Here's the deal. First, I'm told it's a nasty movie. It's nasty. Everything's nasty about it because it's about bullying. And Santa Claus is the chief bullier, or he allows it to happen. He's the enabler and all this other fun stuff. So I've got one side of the loons on the left telling me how bad it is. I shouldn't let my kids watch it. I shouldn't let my grandkids watch it because how terrible it is. And then I got a Columbia University professor saying, no, 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 no. This is good. Because Rudolph is the icon or an icon for the queer community. And he overcomes. And they fit into society. They work really hard to fit into society. Remember, Hermie the elf? Another guy that doesn't fit in. It's a little different. Both of them kind of, you know, they kind of gain identity in the LGBTQ community. And therefore, they fit in, and they want, they're trying to fit in anyway, and they're normalizing. Therefore, it's a good thing for the queer community. So I'd love somebody to call me and tell me, is Rudolph bad? Or I'm so confused, I don't even know how to speak to it anymore. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, James has joined me from California. He says he has solved global warming. James, you've solved global warming?
Yeah, I fixed it, but unfortunately it might affect Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer if he's considered bad.
But okay,
I call you Joe because I wanted to find out. I wanted to test my theory on another professional, a pro, an expert, and just see if it passed the sniff test.
Okay.
But what,
you
what,
said
what,
professional,
what
you lost me.
Yeah, I want to. Like, I don't want to launch this out and get it to too many people, and then have it get shot down. So I figured I'd give it to Joe and let you figure out if it's going to work, and we'll shoot it down.
Okay.
If you shoot it down, then I know I just won't bring it up again. I'm done with it.
Okay. Let me hear it.
So Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, we consider these guys pets of Santa. And we've got a billion pets on the planet. And I think one way we could solve global warming and make both sides happy you know, the Dems, the Libs, is that we take these pets who compete for plant-based food, suck up oxygen, and drink water, and don't give back. They don't contribute. So I think what we got to do is we got to get rid of them. But I can't just say get rid of pets, because it'll keep us driving the cars we want to drive for the next 10 years, and we'll have free gas and free everything for the next 10 years. So the numbers don't lie. You know, there's surveys out there, too. We just got rid of American pets based on how much they eat and how much they drink and how much they poop. With the money we save, we could drive for 13 years, all the vehicles, and just gases, you know, no impact, zero impact.
I think you're, so I think you're, I on PETA's, that, you're on PETA's most wanted list at this point, aren't you?
Well,
just saying.
I mean, it's a horrible idea, but here's the thing. It's a horrible idea, but it's going to be done in stages, so we're not just killing all the pets on the planet. We let them first die of natural causes, and you just don't do any new pets. And then we roll in new pets based on a carbon tax with carbon offsets, so that if you want your pet, you can have a pet, but you got to find 10 other people to give you a pet credit. And each credit is
Wait a minute. I like, you might be going somewhere for me, because I'm one of those guys that when you have, like, you live in an apartment, you have three dogs, there's something wrong with you. It's not fair to the dogs, not fair, period, right?
Yeah, but if you want three dogs, no problem. It's $10,000 a dog, and you got to find three other people.
Well, I'm good. We tax the dogs, we can tax the cats, we tax the extra hamsters. I'm good with all of that, yeah. You know,
but you need an offset anyway, with someone who's James. Not doing it, you know?
Yep.
That way it's real.
Yeah.
Just like carbon credits and cap and trade. If carbon credit and cap and trade is real, then I should be able to do the same thing with our pets.
Well, I'm with you. I don't believe the carbon credits and cap and trade is real at all. I want to know what they're doing. What does a carbon credit do? Does it give you one credit towards clean air? Does it clean the air automatically? Is it a coin that you put in a big air scrubber and it cleans a portion or section of air?
If we want to solve this problem of global warming, we've got to get serious. And right now, cats and dogs are our biggest competitors, Joe. Would you agree?
All right. I don't know. I'm not. That's what I think a famous person once said. That's above my pay grade. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
I do.
All right, James. Thanks for calling. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Thank you. He's trying to get me in trouble. That's what he's trying to do. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm hoping we can get in contact with Steve Knight, who's running for the 27th Congressional District out of California. The seat that was emptied by the disgraced Katie Hill. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Some folks have all made we are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. You know, don't be a victim of your last Twitter conversation. Don't be a victim of the last tweet that you've seen come across your screen. Too many people get sucked into that. And then you just end up getting in trouble. You sound like a buffoon because you're getting misinformation, but you're excited about it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so for the last 4 months or so, the majority of the conversation on this show, anyway, has been about the 25th Congressional District in California. And the reason for that is that Katie Hill, one of the stories that we broke here on this show, resigned from her seat in disgrace. I'll say it. Totally in disgrace. I mean, seriously, here's a woman who voted for certain rules in Congress and then decided, well, okay, they're just not for me. That's not how it works. Anyway, so she had to resign, and now that seat was opened up. And we've had quite a few people jump in to want to have that congressional seat. One of them is a former representative, Steve Knight, who joins me now. And, Steve, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, Joe, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Well, listen, let's start off with the obvious question, which is, are you mentally stable? Why would you do this again?
You know, I get that question a lot.
Seriously?
We want to do this. Been watching the last 9-10 months. And the 2 months after I lost, we took a lot of this in and figured out, you know, we didn't do this so good, and we did that pretty good. So we've got a whole new game plan, a whole new strategy, and a whole new team.
Okay, so without giving away the farm, as they say, you know, what are some of the things that you might do differently this time? What are some of the things that you're looking at and saying, hey, we need to reach out to this or we need to reach out to that? And again, I don't want the deep secrets.
Yeah,
I just want the normal stuff.
I won't give you the way we're going to win. but we looked at a lot of the things that Katie Hill did in the campaign, and there was some social media, digital media, and things that she did, and pretty much nobody else did across the country. Now, I'm not saying that nobody else did digital and social and all that, but the way she did it was pretty interesting. So we've taken some of that, and we've also looked at other campaigns that really worked well. And then we've brought in the private industry, and we've talked to the private industry, and we said, hey, look, I'm not just trying to get votes from my party. I'm trying to move the needle. And we've hired some people from the private industry to move the needle. And so it's going to be different. It's not going to be your typical old, I'm a Republican, so I hire these people and I do this. It's going to be a different type campaign.
I'm going to have a minute to have some fun here, but it's not going to be your stereotypical 700 mailers and, you know, we just do ads on television and we forget about what the interweb is all about. I mean, Republicans are really, in the past, you and I have actually discussed this, slow to the New World table, and I used to joke, I'm surprised they even use electric lights at times. But now they're embracing more and more of what goes on online, and I don't care whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Google, IP marketing. They're really seeing this as a tool. If they don't use it, they're doomed, especially here in California.
Yeah, I agree. I think we used it as a tool last time. We just didn't use it to anywhere near its potential in politics. And again, like I say, we're trying to get people to vote for me. I'm not trying to get Republicans to vote for me only. I'm trying to get people to vote for me. And that means putting out a message that people will look at, and it might resonate with some people, and other messages might resonate with others. And those messages are all inside, you know, what I believe and how I represent. But, you know, it's expanding that instead of just saying, hey, I'm a good guy, vote for me. It's saying, you know, that in four or five different ways. And that's what you got to do today. It really is. The digital market and the social media is so much a part of any election.
Well, so you got a couple of challenges here. One is, Republicans for the most part, you know, it's not 100% surety, will look in your direction and they're willing to vote for another Republican, one that'll stand strong and be conservative. Democrats in today's environment are very leery of anybody who may even know how to spell the name of Trump. So you're going to have a challenge there as well. I mean, how do you reach out to the Democrats today and show them that you're not an ideologue to the party, but yet you are one that's for America, that will stand behind American policies, no matter who the president is?
Well, that's always the key, no matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat or whatever. It's making sure that people know that you're trying to represent all people. Yes, I am a Republican, but I want people to vote for me because they believe that I'm going to go in and represent all. Just a perfect example is, you know, I did an awful lot for the aerospace community, and this is one of the biggest drivers, if not the biggest engine in our district, is the aerospace community. And they know what I've done, but, you know, not everyone has. So we've got to reach out and say, hey, look, when I went to Congress, I told you I was going to be the voice of aerospace in the military and veterans affairs. And maybe I didn't tell you enough, but that's exactly what we did. And we accomplished this, this, and this. And that resonates with everybody. Is they say, hey, look, that is our biggest driver out here. It's great jobs. It's more jobs now that they're coming online. And if we've got a representative in there that's speaking up for us, it doesn't really matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat or a declined state. He's speaking up for us.
Right. And the independents also are looking at pretty much every candidate here in the 25th. You know, it's interesting when I read what's going on between the different groups, whether they're Democrat, Republican, independents, or what have you. There's many that do feel, I mean, obviously some feel betrayed from a standpoint of they think that the KD was railroaded, but there are others, I will call them, you know, right-minded people. There are others that see that she did do something wrong, and they feel very much, you know, disconnected now because, again, they feel that somebody that they trusted, they cared about, and they worked for, sold them down the river, so to speak. It's going to be an interesting, coming back to this, it's going to be an interesting election, again, because of the cycle it is. Can you ride, are you going to be able to ride, or can you ride the dissatisfaction of many of those who don't trust now politicians and don't trust what's going on in government? How are you going to rise above that? Because that is going to be a problem.
Well, I was trying to look at a record and say, you know, I was your congressman for 4 years, and I served honorably, and I, you know, did what I told you I was going to do. But, you know, a politician is always going to be that word out there that can mean a whole bunch of things. And one of those is going to be something that could be criminal. So we've got to laugh about that and show people I have a record.
All right, so when we come back from the break, I want to talk about the main issues that you see in the district and in the country, how you can tie them together, and how you're going to fight for us. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go too far. We're talking to a candidate for the 25th Congressional District in California, Steve Knight. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A marathon debate on Capitol Hill as members of the House Judiciary Committee make statements for hours and hours on end. Strong debate along party lines ahead of the impeachment vote. House Minority Leader California Congressman Kevin McCarthy looking ahead to the impact all of this will have on the 2020 campaign.
So what do we have to believe
will happen if the Democrats keep the majority. More of the same, more impeachment, more subpoenas being issued than laws creating.
And we hear from Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
My question is, where's your crimes? You talk about them. You want people to think they're there. You want people to come out and say, well, there's bribery, extortion, high-minded words. And you do it over and over and over again. The problem is, if you had it, you would have put articles on it. You don't have it, so you didn't put articles on it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the, if you go to therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening. Let me just bring my guests back on, because I want to get down to what's going on here. In California, its 25th congressional district seat is open now. The disgraced former Representative Katie Hill vacated the seat about a month or 2 months ago. And so now we're going to have a, this is crazy, we're going to have a special election, a primary, guerrilla primary, and then the actual election in November. Candidate Steve Knight joins me. And Steve, my God, first of all, thanks for being with me. Second, you're going to run three times in 9 months? My God.
Well, maybe four times. So you've got the primary, the special, and then if there's a runoff, the runoff's in May. And then you got November.
That's right. So. Oh, I forgot about the runoff.
Yeah. So it's an all-day sucker, this election period.
Voter fatigue doesn't come to mind, does it? didn't we just do this like 6 weeks ago? What is it? No, come on. This can't be right. Going to have to make sure. There's going to have to be one heck of a campaign to remind people that you've got to go back out and vote, that it is a big deal. Anyhow,
yeah.
Let's get to the issues at hand. So you're very familiar, obviously, with the 25th Congressional District in California and the issues going around the country. So first, let's get to what are you going to do locally? What are you going to do in your district? It's a heavy district of aerospace and that kind of thing, and we need to make sure with many companies moving out of California, how are you going to keep them in California?
Yeah, so it's always an interesting thing, but when you bring in kind of high tech or high spec jobs, you want to keep them in there, and part of that is good infrastructure, good schools, and good safety. And that's, you know, it's not a new thing. That's how you keep people in areas. We do have great cities in our district, and they are, they're in the top 25 of safest cities, over 100,000 people in the country. So we've got a lot of things going for us, but you got to always be vigilant on that and keep up with the deals of the day. And then the second thing is you got to try and attract new jobs, new high-tech jobs, new jobs that are going to pay more than just a minimum wage. And that comes with good policy in small business and good policy across the board. But it's tough. It really is.
Well, some of the bigger challenges you have in California, even in this area, and for the aerospace and manufacturing world, is you've got the EPA, which are, you know, tough, tough enough. And then you have the AQMD, which I will say, I believe, is the Gestapo of the EPA, so to speak. I mean, they are much tougher than the national EPA is. And those are two separate organizations that make it very, very, very hard for, you know, those kind of businesses to survive here in California. Is there anything you could do with that? What would you do with those kind of legislative ideas to help ease some of that?
Yeah, so we see really tight restrictions with AQMD, California Air Resources Board. We see really tight restrictions, and when I was in Congress, we'd look at the restrictions at the federal level and then look at the state level. Now, I wouldn't say that the state level always gets it wrong, but I would say that they get it wrong most of the time. And they make it very difficult on businesses. And I've got, you know, anecdotal stories and probably 100 of them that I could tell you of things that if I said them out loud, you would say, that's not true. That's not what happened. And those are, you know, things that come down from Carb or whoever that put these restrictions on these companies and then kind of drive them out of the state and drive them somewhere else, whether with the diesel regs or other issues that affect our industries. That's not what the regulations are there for. The regulations are there to make sure that we have safe environments and that people are doing the right thing, but also so that business can perform here and business can do their duties and business can make money. So I think that California is going way overboard and really move the teeter-totter in the left direction. And sometimes the federal government can help out with that. And I think they have in the last few years, going in there and saying, look, you're going way too far and you're making yourself non-competitive with other states. That's why people are moving out of California, taking their businesses with them.
California is, seems to be sue crazy, but they want to use taxpayer dollars to sue the government to blow more taxpayer dollars. I think it's hilarious. And it seems like anything that President Trump does, Gavin Newsom has decided that he needs to go ahead and implement a law that does exactly the opposite of what President Trump wants to do. So you coming into, you know, a congressional race here, you've got 23 or 26 seats that will come up for the Republicans. You have a bunch of Republicans that are retiring.
Right.
Seriously, now you were in there when we didn't have everything we needed. We really didn't have a strong Congress, if you would, and I'm talking Senate and Congress, enough people to really push through some of the laws that we needed. What's your hope on this? What's your thought on this? I mean, are we going to be able to take those seats back again? Are we going to be able to support the president the way we need to?
Well, I'm always hopeful, and I'm always hopeful that there'll be a little bit of a bounce from the last election, and I think there will. I think there will in many districts. We're seeing some good polling across the across Southern California in many of the districts that we lost last time, with Mimi Walters and Dana Rohrabacher and myself. So we're seeing some good polling and some different numbers than we saw in late 2018. So there can be that bounce and there can be that pushback. And we see that, you know, periodically, especially in the House, this bounce back and forth between about 40 or 45 members in across the country. So I'm always hopeful, and you know, we got to work to put out the right message, not just the right message of, you know, I'm a conservative, so this is what I think, but the right message of, you know, the economy is doing very well right now. We are not talking about going to war with North Korea. We've got a lot of things that are going really well for us that maybe 2 years ago or a year and a half ago we would have said, oh, boy, that was at the forefront, or even 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be able to put out the right message and make sure that people understand that, hey, when jobs are being created and the economy is robust, those are big, big deals, and they're not easy. It's very difficult to do that, and it's very difficult to keep a sustainable economy for the period that we have.
Sure. So, you know, one of the things I talk about a lot on the show, and I know that some people find this real distasteful. I say, look, if you've got a major heart issue, and the greatest heart surgeon on the planet happens to be at that hospital you're at, But he can't. Every fourth word he uses is an F word or this word, a very vulgar, very nasty guy. Do you say, I need this heart transplant, but that guy's not going to do it, okay? So I'm saying to everybody I have on the show, I said the same thing to. You may not like the way he talks and the way he does things and the way he points his finger in your face, but you just brought it up. Blacks and Hispanics at the all-time low when it comes to unemployment. The economy is booming. There are companies coming back here from other countries that went to China, that went to Mexico. A buddy of mine moved 1,100 companies out of here in 18 months, out of California alone, not just out of the country. And some of them are actually coming back, but not to California. I mean, are you going to – how do you get behind Trump? How do you get behind his policies? I believe he's going to win again. That's my personal opinion.
Oh, I have no crystal ball. I think a lot of people have, and I think there's a lot of people that are solidly with President Trump that say, hey, look, I'm looking at what's going on, and I'm good. I'm good with what's going on.
Yeah.
Now, some of those same people might say, you know, I'm not so excited about everything that he says or everything that he tweets or whatever.
Take the phone away.
You know, yeah, go home and say that you agree with your wife or, you know, your sibling or your father or your mother all the time, or you're not upset when they say something. So, you know, I think President Trump is moving us in a positive direction. It just might not be the way that everybody thinks. But also, remember, we're in the advent of social media, especially social media in politics. And if you don't think it's really upset or really ugly, go on one of our pages and look at what people say about politicians all the time. So, I mean, we've got to move the tenor, but we've got to do it too. And but I think you can't say anything about the success and what's going on in the country right now.
No, but you know, you brought up social media, and I'm on board with you. We've got to be really careful with that. I want to talk about some of the issues going on, including immigration and healthcare and a few other things on the other side of the break. Joe Bastien, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with candidate Steve Knight for the 25th Congressional District in California. We'll be back in a few minutes.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. If you want to send me a Christmas gift, as some of you have asked, because there's nothing under the tree. I don't put anything on the tree, so you don't think I'm getting anything. You feel bad for me. You start sending me stuff. The address is up on the website. But really, cash works too. So if you want to donate money to the show, you can go ahead and hop on the website. There's a donate button there. You give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I try not to make you crazy because I don't want a whole bunch of them either. So I do appreciate the time that you spend listening to the show, being involved, being engaged. And really, you know, don't be a victim of your last conversation, your last radio show, your last whatever. Right? Do a little work on your own. Don't trust everything I say. I make mistakes all the time. So don't trust everything I say. But if there's something that hits home with you that I say, go look it up. Do a little research on your own. Doesn't take long anymore with that Google thing that they have, you know, on the interweb. You should be able to look this stuff up pretty easily. So as you know, the 25th Congressional District in California, the seat is empty. Katie Hill vacated the seat about 6 or 8 weeks ago, and as well as she should have. And again, I'm going to say it myself, but I love all the accolades they gave this person for the 9 months that they were in Congress. Now, I know it takes you a few months to get acclimated and you get in there and get rolling, but nobody can tell me anything she did. So I guess the Democrats set the bar really low when it comes to accomplishments. Anyway, one of the candidates for the 25th Congressional District, Steve Knight, joins me to discuss some of the issues of the day and how not only is he going to get the seat, but what he's going to do once he gets there. Steve, thanks for joining me.
No, thank you, Joe. Thank you.
So, do you have plenty of Pepsi and popcorn as you watch the impeachment circus going on?
Yeah, I'm trying to watch when I can, just to stay up to date. I've got a lot of friends that were on the Intel Committee and now on the Judiciary Committee. So, I watch when I can. Sometimes I start watching and I tell Lily, my wife, I said, "Kyle, it's like a train wreck. I can't get away. But I gotta go.
Right. So. Like an accident. You don't want to really hang too long, but you can't see the police avoidment. But you were there. I mean, really, you were there when they started this whole thing. I mean, Maxine Waters apparently doesn't understand the law. She was trying to impeach him before he was even sworn in. So this started back when, right?
Many members were impeaching in late January of the first year.
Yep.
Like, good gosh.
Yeah.
And then, a lot of members have voted for impeachment before they go in and hear any evidence in any of the committees. So
yep.
It's like, oh, you're guilty. All right, now let's go into court and hear the evidence.
Let's prove that you're guilty. We'll find a way to do it, I promise. But when you were there the first year, you had to be hearing, and maybe you didn't hear anything, I don't know, but you had to be hearing rumors about some of this, some of the stuff that was going on with the FBI, some of the mishandling of, I'll put it that way for now, but the mishandling of evidence or data or information coming in. I mean, was there any buzz to try to squelch it back then?
You know, it's interesting. When you're not on one of the committees, and especially if you're not on Intel, you're kind of in your own little world. You're doing your own committees and you do your own thing. You are staying up on what's going on, especially on the news and all of that. But you kind of do your own little world. I mean, I was on 7 subcommittees and I was on 3 major committees. So I was always busy and I was always moving along. But, it's just been a kind of a cavalcade of one thing after another. It looks like Speaker Pelosi's just, give me something. Just give me something that I can run this time, and then if that fails, okay, give me something else. So,
well, I always make fun of her on the show, but the truth is, as much as you see her missteps on TV, and maybe she's really gone sideways the last year or two, but she is not an idiot. She when it comes to politics and strategy, she's really not an idiot. And I don't know how she got pulled into, tied into, yanked into doing this, because this is not what she wants to do. Well, I have to believe it's not what she wants to do. Do you agree?
Well, it's not what she wanted to do either. I mean, she was putting it off and all of that. But then once it got going, let's not give her too much credit. Once it got going, she was on board, and she was all excited, as she said, that this is
a giddy special time or whatever. Like a college girl or something. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah. So I think for timing and things, she was trying to delay. But once it got going, she was excited. And, she's, I'm not going to give her as much credit as you gave her, I can tell you.
I'm going to say to you, I just love the fact that we started off with he's a Russian agent, and now we're impeaching him for just being a bully. I think that's just
great. Yeah. Well,
right? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. So
you got a lot of resistance, I guess.
All right, let's talk about immigration. And both of you and I have skin in the game, as I like to tell people. I'm not the white guy from the Appalachian Mountains who doesn't know any better. My whole family came here with green cards. You're married to a legal immigrant. Your lovely wife. And we've seen this wall go up that everybody told us wouldn't work, that everybody said it would have no effect, that it was just mean and nasty and terrible. And lo and behold, apprehensions are down by 70%. And it isn't because they can't find them. It isn't because they're not catching them. It's because the wall is actually stopping this from happening. you know, you were probably in on the early days of the design of this wall or the thoughts behind this wall. Where were you on the wall? And I'll just tell you now, people have heard me say this, I think our immigration system is broken. I think it needs to be revisited. I think the laws and the rules need to be rewritten, but not to tear down the walls and have open borders, you know?
Yeah, so it's a, you know, it's interesting, and you and I have talked about this, and I could talk on this for about 6 hours on immigration. And I have some views that are maybe a little bit less conservative than other Republicans, but that's because I've worked in this quite a bit, and I've seen it. I've also worked with another group that was Democrats and Republicans when I was in Congress. It was a bipartisan group to try and figure out immigration. And like you say, there are all parts that are broken. There are parts that are working very well, but there are parts that are broken. So as I break it down, I say, look, we need border security. And in a lot of those places, it's a wall. In some of those places, it's other technologies that we can use or other type barriers. But without that, you are going to have floods that come over. And I know, and I think one of my opponents in the race said he went down to the border and he saw the border firsthand. And that's kind of like the first thing you do when you run for Congress, to say you go down to the border. I've been to the border 23 times. So it's not like it's a one-time shot that I went down there and I saw it. I've been in 23 different, you know, kind of places on the border and seen where the wall just absolutely works, and then there's other places where there are other things that work. So it is a total deal, border security, but like I tell a lot of my friends, sometimes you just cannot stop unless you have that barrier there, that wall there, and I think President Trump knew that right off the bat.
Well, I think you see it works in other areas, or it works in countries, definitely works at Fort Knox, but you know, I mean, walls can work if they're done right and they're done with strategy and what have you. And I think that, you know, that's part of what's been going on is between the Congress and the Senate. The president's had a hard time getting through some of the programs he needs to get through. Let's jump on something that you were all over when you were in Congress, which is the VA. Though it's come a long way from what I've read, I don't know because I'm not in it, there's still a lot of cleaning up that needs to be done. There's still a lot of processes that need to be cleaned up. When you left, you had started that or tried to start that, what I refer to as a shop local program where vets could actually go get help locally if they needed to. What still needs to be done for the VA? What would you do to help clean that up?
That's a good term. Yeah, so that is working. It's working in the 25th district and the 23rd district, and I like the shop local. It allows vets to go into clinics that aren't VA clinics, but they have the contract, and it's a new thing, and it's working. But the VA needs a lot of help, and that's not just talking to vets who are having a problem there. It is. It became a behemoth, and it lost their way for a long time. Lost their way on how they care for vets, and lost their way on how quickly they care for vets. So I'm a big proponent of not building another VA hospital or another VA clinic, of incorporating into the clinics that we have in the yep. community and incorporating into our hospitals. When we build hospitals, build a VA wing or build a wing that is transitional between veterans that go in there in a priority, and when you have space, you can use others.
Right.
So you can do an awful lot of things without saying we've got to build a 1.8 billion-dollar hospital like they're doing in Aurora, Colorado. That's only a VA hospital, and incidentally, it's 100% over budget.
If it wasn't, I would be surprised.
nobody gets surprised at that. But so we can do things differently, and I think the VA is a good kind of starting point of how we can transition our healthcare system in the country too. And I think that's why the program that I started is very helpful to vets, but it's also something that we can look at and say, golly, this is working. And it's working quicker, and it's working cheaper. And it's giving the care to the vets right there on campus. So I got a lot of thoughts about the VA, and I think that the clinicians and the nurses and the doctors do a great job in the VA. They really do. But getting to them is really difficult. So,
all right, real quick, where do people find out more information about Steve Knight for Congress?
So you can go to stevenknight.org, and that's our website up, and you can get a lot of information right there.
All right. Well, listen, good luck to you. We'll have you back on again, I'm sure, before all this mess ends. Thanks for being with me. Joe Bassini, your host, will be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Seriously, a lot more crazy stuff after the break.